forget to turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. It's not an head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It's a Crash Course for the Ravers show. Hey folks, I'm Brian. How's it going? Decent weather. Well, I mean, we got a lot of rain last night, but I was enjoying the past couple of days. Even if it was windy. I like wind, actually. If it's warm, bring on that wind. I love it. Cleans out my ears. Goes in one ear and out the other. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, if you were listening to Something About the Woman before this show, Sue put on a really great show. And the last song she did on it was Where Did You Sleep Last Night? An old traditional song, but it was done by Dina Regine on her show, the last song she did. So I thought it would be funny if I played a version I knew to start my show off. This is Where Did You Sleep Last Night? Solo acoustic, Nirvana. MFO.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, in the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through. My girl.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
That was close. 91.5 MFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian. It's 1:22 in the afternoon, Saturday. I do this 1 to 4. And what have we been listening to? It's still early, very early in the show. We heard Nirvana, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? Sending that out to Sue. John Lennon with How Do You Sleep? We had David Bowie with a live Panic in Detroit. And Mick Ronson, my favorite David Bowie guitarist. But that was Mick Ronson solo with FBI Showtime. And people might go, Brian, all those guitarists that David Bowie had, what about Stevie Ray Vaughan? Remember that? Yeah, you know what? I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan in concert open up for Robert Plant. And he blew Robert Plant away. That was like his Honey Drippers days. And loved the guy. Loved Stevie Ray Vaughan. But Mick Ronson just goes with David Bowie a whole lot better, in my opinion. Hey, Cal tells me it's Cheetah Chrome's birthday today. Well, happy birthday, Cheetah. We're going to do a Dead Boys block. Bandy was in. And I also want to send this out to Genya, who sometimes listens to the show. Genya Raven. Here they are, Dead Boys on MFO.
I don't need you to
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show, of course. And, yeah, Dead Boys Block. Cheetah Chrome's birthday. Ain't nothing to do. I need lunch. and All This and More. My three favorite Dead Boy songs, I think. And there was a mention of Warren Zevon last week. Cal said, do a whole block of Warren Zevon. So, since I haven't had very many requests yet, we will do a block of Warren Zevon. Because he was a great man, and we love him. And he sounds kind of like this.
Dry your eyes, my little friend. Let me take you by the hand. Freddy, get ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. They'll be rocking in the project, walking down along the Strand. Freddy, get ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. When Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band. Your mind at ease, he's guaranteed to please, backed by popular demand. Look around, my little friend, jubilation in the land. Ready, get ready, rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band. Yeah.
out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. still keeps up the fighting. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, and Berkeley.
There you go, Warren Zevon Block, just for the heck of it. Kel asked for that, and I picked out the songs. That was the longest Rollin' the Headless Thompson Gunner I've ever heard, 11 minutes and 16 seconds. And yes, great song. I love how he ends it with Paddy Hurst heard the burst of Rollin's Thompson gun and bought it. And if you know anything about Paddy Hurst, you know, she was kidnapped back in the 70s and ended up basically joining her captive people. What's the name for that? Some kind of syndrome. But they had pictures of her with a Thompson gun, in the bank, pointing it at people. Famous picture. Look it up. Of course, that's not what the song was all about. It was about all kinds of other things. Before that, we heard Genie Needs a Shooter by Warren and his Johnny Strikes Up the Band. Okay, so that was a Cal Kelly request. Why don't we play his song? Here's some Glider on MFO. Yes, Stockholm Syndrome. That is what Paddy Hurst had when she joined the 70s Liberation Army. I don't know, SLA. And Yep, that's the right answer. Stockholm Syndrome. Thank you very much. Now tell me what the rest of the story was about. No, just kidding. Here's The Laces on MFO.